My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence. Android.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Peace. Yes, you are. What's up, everybody?
What up?
No Davey boy today.
No Dave.
He's getting ready.
Yeah, he's said he was going to be getting off work late, and then he's got a pack. He's flying to Washington.
Yeah, for another sex change. I mean, I thought like two or three surgeries was enough, but damn, dude, he's going for his fourth one.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, he keeps on changing his mind, you know?
He's going back and forth.
Yeah. Chop it off, sew back on, chop it off. Now he's going to sew back on again. So, hey, whatever.
Yeah, maybe you'll get to see him while he's up there.
I'm hoping so. Like, that would be pretty shitty if I didn't get to see him. Dude, I was bummed I didn't get to see you, but, like, you had your teeth removed. So I'm like,
well,
I get it.
I had my foot was all fucked up, too. I couldn't really walk anywhere when I was up there.
Oh, okay. And you couldn't drive? It's your right foot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can't drive. Ooh, that's a bummer, dude.
Couldn't do shit.
You're like Joe Biden, almost. You got the fake teeth. You're not as wrinkly. Dude, he just he gave his farewell address tonight. Did you watch any of that?
I seen part of it. I seen one thing where they pointed out that it was pre-recorded. Because apparently when they went live, they had their screen showing where they were prepping when to start playing it.
Oh, what?
I don't know if that was real, but I seen something that said, that showed they had the wrong screen up when they were getting ready to go live, but it was already showing. And it was them. It was them prepping the show to go.
Okay. Well, yeah. So like, I just pulled up this article here, and this is Daily Mail. Biden 82 issues ominous warnings about Trump and Elon. Ooh. In this farewell speech.
Ominous warnings.
Dude, guess how many years this guy was in politics.
Biden.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 53 years.
50.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
That was close.
I mean, he's 82 years old. He got into politics when he was 32.
It's too long.
Damn.
It's too long.
It's too long. That's what I'm saying. Like, term limits. Moefus. Let's do this. Oh. But, oh, do you have a cat in there? Oh.
Hold on.
Meow. Meow. Well, as Chris takes care of, I think, an animal or maybe his child. We'll see.
That was a four-year-old sneaking in.
That was a four-year-old saying, peekaboo!
Dad, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, dude, they were at their aunt's house. So they just got home.
Oh, okay. Well, hi there, little children. Welcome home.
Yeah.
We're talking about an old man on his deathbed. Just leaving the Oval Office. Well, yeah, this is saying he gave his address to the nation for the final time from the Oval Office, where he compared those coming into power to robber barons of the early 20th century.
Ooh.
And he says, quote, I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern. And this is a dangerous concern. And that's the dangerous concentration of power in the hands of very few ultra-wealthy people. And these dangerous consequences, if their abuse a power is left unchecked. I had to get a bumble in there.
Yeah,
somewhere.
You had to. It wouldn't be as authentic if you didn't.
Right? But as I read that, I'm like, yeah, I agree. You know, there is a dangerous concentration of power, Joe Biden, in the hands of ultra-wealthy people. And they can abuse the power if it's left unchecked, kind of like you did, Joe Biden.
Well, I wouldn't even say just ultra wealthy people. I would say people that have been in power for too long.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
most of them
ultra
are
powerful people.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're in politics for 50 years, you got some sway, bro. You know.
Yeah.
And I mean, for God's sakes, the guy was caught on camera committing the act that Trump was impeached for.
You know? And it's just like, you can't write the script any better than that. No one even blinks an eye at that footage.
Son of a bitch, he fired him.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he goes on and says, today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights, what, like mandates, Joe? Mm-hmm. The freedoms and the fair shot for everyone to get ahead. He's saying this in reference to billionaire advisors to Trump, Elon Musk, Zuckerberg, and all that shit.
They're going to keep doing this until there's nothing, until none of them are in office anymore. That's just what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, my God. I'm looking at a picture. Here, I'm going to send you this article because Joe Biden is actually, like, kissing his grandchild on the lips. God. And it's just, like, knowing Joe in the history, it's like he should not kiss children. Period.
Ever. Ever.
Right? Even if it's familial, you know, like, that almost makes it worse. Like, with the whole, like, shower Ashley Biden stories. I mean, the diary. Like, let's not do this, people. Oh, I have to get down here.
Hey there. I'm Joe Biden.
Oh. I don't know why I didn't. Hold on.
Yeah, it was like the overhead shot. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. But I also found some clips of Joe Biden speaking, and he's talking about a crackdown on free speech on social media. He actually said, he did say end quote at least once. So if you scroll down, you'll see a picture of the whole family in the Oval Office down there. Yeah, keep on scrolling.
Ooh.
See, they're all just sitting there. And then look.
What the
he's
hell?
He's kissing his grandson, Bo. He had his grandson's name's Bo after his son?
Yeah, that's weird.
On the lips, dude. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, Joe? Like, he is the worst. When it comes to optics, he is the worst president ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, falling downstairs, kissing children, sniffing hair,
crashing on bicycles,
yeah, like stumbling and bumbling and just like I mean, mysteriously waving his hand through microphones. I don't know how that happens, but yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean, I have some clips on X if you want to go to there, and then there's some bookmarks there. Go to the one where he says end quote. It should be like the second video there.
Hang on, I got something fucked up right now.
Uh-oh.
Like, every time I go to web, it just shows you. And I gotta switch it back and forth.
Oh.
So, hang on.
Whoops-a-doodle. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, he also tried to cement his legacy as president, arguing the full effects of his time in office haven't been felt yet. It will take some time. This is a quote. It will take some time to feel the full impact of all we've done together. But the seeds are planted, and they'll grow and they'll bloom for decades to come. Oh my God, dude. I hope not. A Joe Biden death bloom? No, thank you.
Okay, I'm. Where was that at?
The second video from the top. So we got the gaffing Joe Biden again, dude.
And spoke of the dangers of the military-industrial complex. He warned us then about, and I quote, the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power, end of quote.
Well, I don't know. That I mean, he was quoting.
That wasn't really a gaffe. He just said,
right.
And I quote, and then he said, end quote.
Right. That's, I mean, at least he started it with, and I quote, so I'll give him a pass on that.
Yeah, that's not a typical Joe Biden mess up.
Right. Well, go to the one right below that from Kanakoa the Great, where he says, in his farewell speech, President Joe Biden warns the nation about the dangers of ultra-wealthy oligarchy, and they don't pay their fair share in taxes and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern.
The pen.
Listen to him.
This is a dangerous concentration, and that's a dangerous concentration of power.
Concentration?
In the hands of very few ultra-wealthy people. the dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today,
what was that?
An oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead. We see the consequences all across America. And we've seen
it before.
Chris,
that's you in 50 years, dude.
More than a century ago. But the American people stood up to the robber barons back then and busted their trusts. They didn't punish the wealthy. Just made the wealthy play by the rules everybody else
had.
Workers want rights to earn their fair share.
Oh.
You know, they were dealt into the deal.
He just grabbed his
and
penis.
And helped put us on a path to building the largest middle class and the most prosperous century any nation in the world has ever seen.
Dude, pause it real quick. So, like, oh, yes, perfect space to pause it on, dude. But, like, the syllabic, like, saliva in his mouth, that...
Oh, yeah.
They they have to turn that... the treble down, bro.
Concentration concerning.
But dude, if you go back to like 15 seconds or so, he swallows or something, and you can hear like...
Oh yeah, I heard that. It was like...
I'm like, what is going on here? Why is this mic
if
so hot?
If their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today.
What that, dude? What the hell is
that? That was a swallow, dude. He swallowed.
The abuse of power.
Yeah, I mean, that mic's out pretty loud.
Right? Like, how far away is that mic? Because usually, like,
It's like a lapel mic. It's, like, right on his chest, where, like, clipped to his collar.
Oh, damn, dude. Damn. I'm just saying. I don't need to, say it, don't spray it, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear you swallow. That's fucking disgusting. God.
But anyway,
damn.
It's his last address, right?
Yeah.
It's his last fucking...
somber.
I'm so fucking happy and glad that he's not gonna be the president anymore.
Right. You know, it's one of those things.
Only up from here.
Yeah, but like, I miss making fun of the guy. You know, it's like he's an easy target to make fun of. You know, and it's one of those things where he does fuck up a lot, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just like he's the scapegoat for a lot of issues. I'll give him that. Like. A lot of these things, like inflation, you can argue, like the COVID spending that Trump did is massively contributing to inflation that we're having right now. You can argue that. So I'm just saying he is a scapegoat, but he fucking deserves it, bro. Like, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's lied through his teeth his entire career.
Yeah.
He, you know what I mean? He's a career-long pathological liar. He even talked about it on Jimmy Kimmel or one of these late-night shows, how... Oh, yeah, I just made up that thing, and it worked. It worked. That story about my uncle, you know?
Yeah, he's going to be the benchmark of what not to do in the future. Of like, we cannot let this happen again.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where somebody could look at it the other way, too. Like, look at what he did. So much, like, he didn't have to do that much, you know what I mean, to get in. He didn't campaign,
yeah.
Right? And it's like, if he could do it, fuck, I could do it too. You know, it's like that mentality.
Yeah,
looking
but
at Joe.
I mean, he had so many different fucking, he had so many resources and ends with so many people. Like, he didn't win that election. Him personally,
right.
He didn't do shit. Regardless if the Democrats won or not, he didn't do shit. He didn't win nothing. It was everybody else that was like doing things on his behalf or fucking running the campaign or doing that shit. Joe Biden was a fucking mess up all the way fucking through it.
Yeah. Well, and his rallies were pathetic, dude. I mean, like,
yeah.
The circles, like, let's stand in a circle. I mean, the circles of tape on the ground. I mean, what, less than 20 sometimes? I don't know. So I don't know. I mean, farewell, Joe Biden. You know, may you rest, hopefully not in peace, because I really despise the
man.
Well,
he's not dying right now.
Well, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Because I think something's going to happen to him.
You think something's going to happen to him?
Yeah, because there was Pam Bondi who got, you know, initiated today, whatever
is. They were doing her,
swear-in.
Her little hearing thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I don't really like Pam Bondi. You know, she said some strange things about the vax mandates and about, you know, going out in public, wearing masks and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's a little... She gets on board with the propaganda train whenever it's poking at her. So I don't respect that. Mm. But apparently she's going to do some good things. Everybody's hyping her up because if Trump appointed her, they have to hype them up. You know, it's just part of the deal. But I think that, you know, when she was being questioned, everybody's saying, hey, are you going to go after Trump's opponents that went after him? Are you going to be like the vigilante, like whatever she's going to be, Secretary of State, Attorney General, whatever the fuck she, Attorney General, I think she's going to be after Gates didn't take it.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that, you know, people are really concerned and they're throwing this idea out that Trump is going to go after those who went after him. And everybody's kind of saying, well, fuck it, dude. Why shouldn't he? Right. They spied on the campaign. They broke the law. They went through illegally through the FISA courts. That's like verifiable now, even though you have people in Congress currently today who renewed the FISA court. Mm-hmm. Right. And I get like FISA works both ways. OK, like you people, but it's still not right. Right. Even if you don't fight fire with fire, you don't, right. Two wrongs don't make a right. That kind of stupid phrase. It's like the you got to act like how you want to act. But I guess if you're going to fight evil, sometimes you got to be a little evil. I don't know. I don't know what's
the deal. Are you saying the FISA courts are bad?
Yeah, because intentionally, originally the intent was to spy on people outside of the United States, right? It's a foreign investigation, surveillance, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're using it on American citizens. And that's a no-no. You can't do that because we have rights. We have constitutional rights that you cannot be infringing on. And the FISA court is a quick and easy way for a defendant to go after somebody without having any representation. Like they could say, hey, judge, we found this evidence on Chris. We want to go surveil him. We want to capture some stuff on him. We think that he's tied up in this terrorist activity. And then you don't get any representation to say, listen, judge, I'm not doing any of this shit. These guys are lying. Here's my evidence.
Yeah.
They just, it's one-sided, right? So it's like, this is still going on. This is still a thing. And it was just renewed. McCarthy, the House Speaker.
They renewed the existence of the FISA courts, right?
Right, yeah.
So, but I mean, if there was proof that the FISA courts are being used illegally, wouldn't you need the FISA courts around to be able to bring that into fruition?
What do you mean?
Like if you were to take a case, take the side of a case that say they were fraudulently using these FISA courts to commit illegal acts inside our country, wouldn't you need to present that to the FISA court in order to accomplish, like, maybe someone going down for that? Or could you take it down to any court?
You would take it to, like, the Supreme Court, or you would take it to any court, like you're saying, and you just say, look, like, this judge signed off on this paper. I mean, I remember when we were looking at this, the FISA investigations and the spying on Michael Flynn, and they changed the wording on his response on, like, that FBI form.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They added in, like, a not or whatever, you know? So it's like, they were lying and making stuff up, and the judge just accepted it, you know, and was like, okay, well, I guess you have your notes right here. So yeah, we'll do it. And it's a loophole.
Yeah. But then you also got to look too. Yes, it was renewed, but it was renewed under the old Congress, right? Or was it the new Congress that renewed it?
It was just renewed like in, I don't know, 2023, Mike McCarthy voted yay on it.
So,
too.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't eventually see it going away in this next administration.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. But that's one thing that, you know, everybody is kind of looking at saying, hey, is Trump going to go after his opponents and all that stuff?
They also and tried. Oh, God.
Well, he promised to lock her up, right? Good old Hillary.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. If Donald Trump fulfills the MAGA promise and arrests some people that went after him and that actually, like, fucked up American people's lives, you know, well, like Fauci, anybody who was enforcing the mandates.
Well, we kind of talked about this the other day, and I think it's, like you said, it's going to be more of an optical thing. I don't think Trump is going to be going after anybody. I think he's going to be sitting there doing the Trump thing. He's going to be president. Look at all these big changes I'm making economically, and look how good the country's doing.
Yeah.
While on the other side, he's putting people into positions on purpose to accomplish those things without him actually being involved.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, you know, without the military getting involved and rounding people up, right, because that's like the extreme end of things happening. If this is just literally, you know, the new Congress indicting people, and now you have Hillary being indicted, going to prison for a lot of shit.
Well, would it be Congress indicting people and people going to jail, or would it be Cash Patel and the new FBI going after people?
Probably, yeah, probably Cash. And everybody, I guess, is afraid of Cash Patel getting in there, and who knows what the hell he's going to do, yeah. Right? But
they're trying to frame him as a conspiracy guy now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are asking Pam Bondi about Cash Patel and his involvement and belief in the whole QAnon thing.
Oh, okay.
And she didn't really give an answer. She said she didn't really know much about it, but they were going on about... it has been defined as a movement that believes the government is involved in Satanism and cannibalism and all this stuff. And then she's like, well, I've never heard it with that definition before, but I know what it is. And they were asking her what her thought was about Cash Patel saying stuff about that. And she's like,
you'll just
have to wait and see what he says.
Let's play the clip, dude. Yeah, it's like a 2-minute clip, but like literally Adam Schiff, I guess, was talking about QAnon or something.
No, it wasn't Adam Schiff.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay. No. Oh, no, you're right. It's this other old dude. Another old white dude.
Another
in Congress.
Old dude. There's probably been here we go. Too long.
I guess as I reflect on what you've said today, a couple things surprise me. I did not expect
Durbin,
you to be as outspoken as you are about Cash Patel. He's been characterized as a professional career defense attorney and a career prosecutor. That's a pretty amazing achievement in his life. But he also has said and done some things which are impossible to understand and justify.
Impossible to understand.
For example, are you familiar with something called the QAnon conspiracy?
I have heard of it, but I do not know what it is, but I've heard of it many times, Senator.
Let me
tell you what I've learned.
How could you not know?
This is what he's
learned. The core belief is that a cabal of satanic, cannibalistic child molesters are embedded within our government and are conspiring against President-elect Trump. They asked Mr. Patel about it, and he said, quote, "I agree with a lot that the movement says." End of quote.
I guarantee you there's a lot more
to that. Does
that
sound like
a good
preparation to run the FBI?
Senator, I don't know anything about... I had heard of QAnon, but I've never heard that definition attached to it at all. You're going to have to ask Mr. Patel about those statements.
We will.
We will.
I'll tell you, until we get answers to those questions, I don't know many people on this side of the table will give him an unequivocal endorsement. This and his enemies list, what he calls his government gangsters. This is what you expect of Stasi. This is what you expect of secret police. It is not what you expect of justice in America, as you've even described it at the table today.
Hey, pause it real quick. Look at the guy right next to her.
Yeah.
Well, behind her. he's doing the Yoni hand sign, like the whole the Trump hand sign.
Yeah,
putting the fingers together. But like, show it real quick, because he has like a pin. Is that a sheriff? Is he a sheriff? Is that,
I'm not sure.
It looks
what
like an
the,
inverted. It looks like an inverted pentagram, dude.
It looks like some kind of star shape, but I'm not sure what it is.
It's 5 points: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it's upside down.
I don't know. Maybe.
But it could be a sheriff. Could be a sheriff little badge. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
That's pretty small for a sheriff badge. But yeah, it's like, I can't wait to see them interview Cash Patel and ask about QAnon. Because,
right?
He's going to be like, yeah, and what do you want to know? Yeah. Because honestly, I think like Cash might be part of that whole team, dude.
Who knows? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if once his hearing comes up, if he does the, I'm just going to play this easy route and just be smooth and do what I can to get through this and, you know, get confirmed. Or is he just going to start combating?
Nah, he's going to play it easy, dude. It's the name of the game. It's the optic. It's like, you got to get in. You got to play it soft.
Well, he's going to get in because the Republicans have the majority of the shit. So he's going to get in. There's probably even going to be somebody, people on the left that are going to vote for him regardless anyway.
Yeah, I don't know, man, because I definitely think Matt Gaetz would have been a little bit more spicy at this role.
For
Attorney General, yeah. I don't know why he stepped down, because that whole, they say, I just heard it on the news again today, like on the radio station driving, and it like, yeah, he turned down the role because of these sexual allegations and sex trafficking, child trafficking or something, right? And it's like, he combated that while it was hot in the news, and he came out and he's like, this is absolutely false.
Yeah,
I have proof and blah blah blah. He even like, I think, took it to court. And it's just like, if this comes up again, he just uses this as an excuse to turn it down, like turn down the Attorney General, quit politics altogether and go to OAN. Like, what
is he on OAN now?
Yeah, he has his own show on OAN.
Maybe.
And I get it. I'm like, that's like the easy life now. I mean, because he's good at speaking, and I get, like, you know, that's his thing.
Yeah.
But you had a chance to really kind of put the knife in, you know what I mean, and twist it around a little bit. And he's not doing that.
Maybe he's thinking he's going to serve as, like, one of the kind of a talking head for the other side. The news is flooded with left-wing fucking newscasters. Maybe he's
On OAN?
I don't know.
Like, that's not very lefty, you know? Like, OAN is a right-leaning...
No, I mean, there isn't very many big right-wing news fucking anchor people.
Dude, there's quite a bit. I mean, you got Dan Bongino, you got Charlie Kirk, you got Tucker Carlson.
Yeah,
you got frickin' what's-his-nose, Crowder, right? Even though I think Crowder was kind of pushed out of that.
Well, he's a podcast. He's not a news anchor.
Well, I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. So you're talking about like boomers at home,
watching TV at home. They're not putting on a podcast or something. They're not seeing very many of those types of people since Tucker left.
Yeah. I mean, so there is that theory. There's a theory that... So Marco Rubio is a hardcore neocon, dude. He wants to go to war real bad. And he's been talking about going to war. He's talking about like flattening Palestine. Mm-hmm. And however you feel about Israel, Palestine, you can think one's the best, one's the worst. Killing people is bad. And Marco Rubio has defined his stance. He's okay with wiping out an entire population, like a genocidal population swipe. And I'm just like, this guy's not good. And Trump wants him in, but everybody's saying that he did that to get Rubio out of Congress, and he's going to dump his ass to get Matt Gaetz back into where Rubio's spot was.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's like a legit...
Like appoint him later and not have to go through all the confirmation shit?
Or just like have Marco Rubio in as like a temporary standhold. get him out of there like within the first quarter, right?
Yeah.
Have him in for a couple months, prove how bad Marco Rubio is, pull up some old history of him, have him do something bad, you know what I mean? Like make him, you know that whole phrase like don't interfere with an enemy while he's destroying himself?
Yeah.
That type of thing?
Yeah.
Have Marco Rubio destroy himself, give Trump a reason to fire his ass, and then you have somebody else come into that position. But meanwhile, you have an open Senate seat where Marco Rubio once was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's still open, I don't know, or did it get filled? Honestly,
I'm not sure.
It's probably already filled by now,
no,
right?
I think it's not filled yet, because I just heard a thing that fucking what's-his-face in Florida was still needing to appoint someone for that position.
Okay. Here, let me ask a good old Grocky Poo, okay? Who replaced Marco Rubio in Congress, right? Was he in the Senate?
Yeah.
Let's see. Thinking. So he was leaning, blah, 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 blah. So Florida Governor.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Ron DeSantis has been leaning towards appointing Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody as Marco Rubio's replacement. Although no official announcement has been made yet, per the latest reports. And this was, he would likely make a decision by early January. So it could be any day now, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I heard. He was leaning towards the Attorney General of Florida. But there hasn't been any appointment or decision made as of right now. So I don't know when that'll happen. This
right.
Grok said by the end of January or something.
Yeah, it's just reports. DeSantis stated that he would likely make a decision by early January. So
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Dude, Banielson, he brought it up too. What are you drinking, Chris? Literally asked Chris, I was like, what is this green substance? Is this green substance that
you're drinking beer now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because like you had this bottle of green ooze, and I was like, wait a second. I was like, does this have green food dye number 12 in it?
It's flavored sparkling water is what it is.
Okay. Yeah. What? Look at the food dyes in there, because we can talk about the food dyes. What food coloring does that have in there?
It has...
Yellow number 5?
Yellow 5 and blue number 1.
Oh my God, you're going to have cancer! No, I'm kidding. Knock on wood. I don't want to put that on anybody. But,
we got these from Costco because they were cheaper, but we usually buy the ones that don't have any food coloring because we're trying to get those away from the kids.
Yeah, right? Because I've noticed, and you know, it's weird because like everybody, red food dye number 3 was banned in the United States today, right?
I don't know if everybody read that.
Well, that's one thing that just happened. And everybody's kind of saying, well, maybe is this the RFK Jr. effect? You know, it's already taking hold because he was saying, make America healthy again. He was going to get rid of these food dyes. I mean, ultimately, he was supposed to talk about the miracle medicine, but I think he's kind of shifted course, unfortunately. But for 35 years, this red food dye, number 3, has been in foods, and they just banned it today because it has potential to cause cancer.
It was approved for use in 1907.
Yes, dude. Like, think of how dirty the early 1900s were. Like, as far as, like, how easy it was to get away with corrupt shit.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Because they didn't know shit back then. We didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't know what it's going to fucking do to people. We just know it makes it colorful.
Right? And like, you know, fake sugar, aspartame, sucralose, all that stuff.
Well, I mean, red number 3 has been banned from what was it? Cosmetics and topical drugs since 1990.
Yep. Yeah, what does it say? In its use in food is already banned in Australia, Japan, and countries within the EU. And it's commonly found in candy, gum, cookies, including Brax candy corn. Oh, no. Betty Crocker sprinkles, strawberry, and sure. What the fuck is all this stuff? I've never heard of any
Red
of that.
Red number 3 is in a lot of shit, dude.
Okay.
It's in a lot of shit.
Yeah, this is saying the new ban is based on the Delaney Clause of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which was enacted in 1960. And it says the Delaney Clause prohibits the FDA from authorizing any food or color additive that has been found to cause cancer. Now, isn't that something?
Imagine that.
Like, how many things does the FDA approve and then 5, 10, 20 years later, it causes cancer?
A lot.
Like medications? Like, yeah.
A lot, dude.
Yes.
I would say 60 to 70% of things they approve ends up, is like, oh, this actually causes cancer later.
60?
I don't know. Maybe not that high, but I feel like all the time, it's always like, well, even with the shit now, you see
straight
the,
to jail.
You see the fucking 60% commercials
cancer,
on
straight to jail.
You see the fucking commercials on TV, and it has all the fucking side effects that they list, and one of them is usually fucking may cause cancer.
Right. Yeah. But so here's the deal: is like. The Delaney Clause, right? The Delaney Clause was introduced in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying, you know, you can't sell anything that's proven to cause cancer. Now, why did these other countries, Australia, Japan, other countries in the EU, stop putting it in food because of cancer concerns? And we did not. Right? Like, why did it take so long? Like,
know.
As soon as one country points this out and says, hey, you guys, hello, we found something. This red food coloring, it causes cancer in lab mice.
Well, like we have a study. You think it'd be that way for a lot of fucking shit. There's a lot of stuff that's illegal to put in food and illegal to put in drugs and all that shit all over the world. But most of it is allowed here.
Well, and you got to think about the profits of the companies that use the food dye, how cheap that food dye is compared to like natural food colorings.
Yeah, having to get vegetables. Vegetables and fruits and shit.
And they're saying, hey, if the process ain't broke, don't fix it, right? And what can they do? I want to see if, you know, I want to see, are there any lobbyists for food dye?
Oh, if they're like fighting to keep it?
Well, I want to, because like, who is the main manufacturer of Red number 3? I'm going to ask that here.
Who knows?
Main manufacturer.
Apparently, they have, what did it say here? Food manufacturers have until January 15th of 2027 to remove it from all products, while makers of ingested drugs will have until 2028.
Oh, okay. So drugs can still have it?
Drugs can have it for an extra year.
2028?
Yeah.
Okay, I only have that much longer to get cancer? I better hurry up. Knock on wood again. So I just looked this up. Who is the main manufacturer of red dye number 3? The main manufacturer of red dye number 3, also known as erythrazine, or FDNC red number 3, is Sensient Technology Corporations.
What?
Wow, dude. This sounds like some freaking Terminator shit.
Sensient Technology Corporation?
Sensient Technologies Corporation.
No way they just make food dye, dude.
Yeah, right? This says, Sensient is a leading global manufacturer of colors, flavors, and other specialty ingredients for the food, pharmaceutical, and other industries. I don't know why I said it like that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Industries. I said it like a Russian professor trying to say calculator.
Calculator.
They provide a variety of food colors, including erythrazine, which is used to impart a bright red color to various products. Now, the question is like, why? Why do you got to make it red, bro? Just give me the drink. Yeah. Well, give me the food.
Well, it's because if it's colored in a brightly fashion, it sells better.
It's the subconscious, you know?
Yeah, people are attracted to shiny and bright.
And this goes back to what I've been saying. Like, the soft science is way undersold, dude. Like, the soft science is in marketing. It's in sales. Mm-hmm. It gets people to do things.
Yep.
Right? You can convince a whole population with soft science. So, like, that's the thing is, we don't need any of these food colors, but they put them in there because we feel like we want them more. Isn't that fucking pathetic?
Yeah. That's
you know what I mean?
Because it makes more of a profit.
Well, I mean, it's our own doing. If we didn't buy it, they wouldn't put it in there. But
well, I wonder,
they have studies, right? They have proof that says, hey, if we put the red coloring in there, the people buy it more, you know?
I wonder if it's just because it's red that they buy it more, if there's some kind of an addiction aspect to it.
Oh, yeah, dude. See, and that's a whole nother avenue of these, like, food dyes.
Yeah,
is like the hyperactivity, ADHD.
Yeah. If it coaxes your addictive personality, if you end up buying more, not just because of the color, but because the dyes kind of enhance that part of your brain or something.
Dude, everybody's worried about nanotechnology and shit. Fucking food dyes. It'll change you.
It will.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there's plenty of studies linking food dyes and shit to ADHD. Blah, 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 ADHD. Like,
dude, Biden. You're already Biden, dude. Yeah, you're getting there. You're going to do it. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do it.
It makes me... Do you think this is an RFK doing?
I don't think so. I think this was... well, the timing is very suspicious. I'll put it that way, right? Like, you have Trump getting in, his team is getting in,
and then all of a sudden, oh, we need to make some changes here.
Like, why now? You know what I mean? Like, this has been a thing in other countries, you know, and it's not just red food number three. It's like literally all food dyes. I mean, didn't California just ban Skittles because they cause cancer? Was it California or some other? Yeah, it was either California or like some other place, right? But like, you have all of these food colors in everything, and it's about damn time that we're actually addressing the issue. And like, it's, you know, is it a priority? Who knows? Because we have.
They're not banning Skittles, but the law could change the food additives.
Oh, so like,
it's you probably can't use... the colors and shit, dude.
Right. Yes. And so that's the thing, dude. Like, if you ever go to California, if you buy something from California, or even if you buy something not from California, the product has a little label that says, in the state of California, we have to tell you this contains something that could cause cancer, right? You always get that little notification on your package.
Yeah.
Because whether you like it or not, California is ahead of the game at letting you know that shit causes cancer. And it is one of those things where you look at it and you read it, and you still drink it and eat it. You know what I mean?
So apparently the ban didn't ban Skittles, but it did ban the use of four food additives that are commonly found in thousands of products across the U.S. in cereals, soda, candies. It'll prohibit the manufacture and sale or distribution of bromated vegetable oil.
Brominated vegetable oil, yes.
Potassium bromide.
Okay.
And propylparaben. And red dye number three.
Dude, so here's the deal, is that what was that? The corn freaking oil?
The vegetable oil.
Brominated vegetable oil?
Yeah.
Did you know that used to be in Diet Mountain Dew?
Really?
Brominated vegetable oil in Mountain Dew.
So what is brominated vegetable oil?
It's vegetable oil with bromine in it.
And
I don't know what it does, but supposedly it might be for like a preservative aspect. But like, I remember feeling like shit after drinking this. I'm like, my God, what the hell is in this? I'm like, oil? This has oil in, like, a soda? You know what I mean?
So, apparently, brominated vegetable oil is used to help emulsify citrus-flavored beverages.
Yes, that's right. Specialty so it mixes everything drinks, together.
Yeah, it changes the triglycerides or something, it says. Like, by, no, modified by atoms of the element bromine.
Hmm. Okay.
Weird.
Yeah, it's like, it's one of those things that's not necessary. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, right? Why not? Okay, don't try to make citrus more citrus. Just let me taste what citrus is.
Yeah, but it's more about the texture. It's like it allows the two liquids to mix together. Because if you have something like, you know how like oil sits on water?
Yeah.
You know? It would be like the same thing. Like you'd have your citrus kind of like sitting on water. It's not really mixing together. The emulsifier allows things to kind of become one fluid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At least that's my understanding. But my thing is that, you know, when you have this red dye number 3 getting removed from other countries, it's odd timing right now. And I think that they're trying to make this the RFK Jr. effect. And I've already seen it kind of go viral. I've seen other people talking about how RFK had something to do with this. Because he had been talking about the additives, the food coloring, the dyes and all that stuff.
Yep.
The research. Yeah. Right. He has videos where he's throwing out all these products and all that stuff. But the big one is like, why is it just red number 3? You know, because there's studies on all of these food dyes.
Is that
like
the,
you said,
is that the worst one? Maybe.
I who knows? Like, how do you define worst?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I remember there was a kid at like one of my son's birthday parties. And he just came, like, the parents were all sitting at a table, and, like, the kid came and running up. He had a drink. He's like, Mom, does this have red number 40 in it? And I was like, what? And she's, like, looking, and she's like, nope, it doesn't. You're good. And I was just like, red 40? I was like, what's this all about? And she's like, well, yeah, he drinks it and gets super hyper.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And she's like, yeah, it's, like, highly noticeable. You can tell. Like, it's night and day. So it is one of those things, dude.
I'm really surprised that maybe there have been, and then they just haven't fucking said anything about it. But, like, why isn't there being studies done on all this shit individually?
I think there might be, and we're just not getting the data, or we're just... See, that's why I want to know, is, like, who is the publicist for these food color, or these food dye things?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second. I got to go shut something off.
Yeah, I just, because obviously, I mean, everyone has been linking food dye to behavioral shit for a long time. Well, not for a long time, but they have for a long time. It would just make sense to me that if there are these theories going around, because congressmen and all these people fucking dive into all these theories that are going viral all the fucking time. They want to know about this and want to know about this, so they bring someone in and go, hey, what's this about? What do we need to know here? Why hasn't that been happening for food additives and food dyes?
Maybe
like,
it has.
These theories about them being really bad for you and causing behavioral disorders and shit have been around for a while.
Well, think about it, dude. If you have a kid with a behavioral disorder, what do you put them on? Drugs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have big pharma benefiting from kids getting fucked up from food dyes, you know?
And who are their biggest stockholders? Congressmen and women.
Military industrial complex.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big vicious cycle. And like, and the irony of Joe Biden sitting up there talking about this when you have his son working for the whatever Seneca, whatever over in Ukraine.
AstraZeneca or whatever it is. Yeah.
I don't think it was AstraZeneca, but it was like,
oh,
something, something, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, they dealt with these things where the bio lab stuff, all of it's entwined. And I'm just saying, like, it's the, what's that called? The problem reaction solution, where they create the problem because they already have the solution in mind. They want people to freak out, and then they go, whoa, 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 I'll save you.
And both of them only benefit that one person.
Well, it just benefits the group of whoever is creating the solution. Because
well, whoever
like,
created the problem is going to only create a solution that benefits them.
Right. Rosemont Seneca.
Rosemont Seneca.
I think, yes. Thank you, Danielson. Yeah, it's, you know, and some can argue that's what they were doing with Trump. Trump is the solution to the problem of Joe Biden, right? They put in Joe Biden on purpose to create this Hegelian dialectic. That's what it's called. The problem. Oh, my God, everybody, we need somebody. Help us. The reaction.
Yeah.
And then Trump comes in. I'm the solution. Vote for me, baby. You know what I mean? So it's very fitting. Like, was Joe Biden put in on purpose to wake people up? I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know if Trump is the solution they want. I don't think they'd be fighting against him so hard if they actually wanted him to be there.
Right.
They're too, at this point, I mean, now that we all kind of realize that they're almost too predictable in that way.
Right. And I always contend, you know, I think all politics is WWE, dude. I think it's fake.
Most
I think
of it.
That the hate that you see is not real. I mean, if the hate was real, like if they really hated Trump and his family, like what do you think they would do? Right?
Yeah.
He'd be gone. They wouldn't send like some high school, just out of high school, Matthew Crooks who doesn't know how to fucking shoot a gun. They wouldn't send this like deranged military veteran. They would send a professional, or they would have a professional set it up to look like an accident, have a plane go down.
Yeah, but saying, like, see, I don't think they would. I think that it's you keep your hands clean if you're using dipshits. I feel like if you were to hire professionals to do that kind of shit, you got your fucking fingerprints all over it. It's too obvious. Obviously, somebody is trying to take this person out, but they just want to keep the illusion of democracy. That's what they want. They want to control things as much as they can, but make the people think they're free and they have a decision and a choice and everything. If they were to just do everything professionally and make it super obvious that, oh, this guy's going to try to come up and change things, no, we're going to take him out.
Yeah.
Then their whole charade of what they want the country to be would fall apart very easily.
Maybe. So that's the deal. It's like, I watched so many people bend the knee when it came to mandates and when it came to, hey, you want to keep your job?
Then the general put this public, thing in your arm. The general public, yes.
Right. But, I mean, we're talking about how many people in the world and how many people in America?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if they bought that story, you could sell them anything, dude. And, like, trust me, when it comes to people accidentally going down and people accidentally dying and all this stuff, and the mainstream media is still out there, they have the ability to sell you whatever story they want. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe there is some benefit to keeping Trump around, all right? But I don't know what that benefit is. Because obviously they want him here for a reason. And maybe they want to use him to crash the market. Maybe they want to use him to burn the whole thing down. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for Trump to get in. That's why it's so quiet now, you know?
Hmm.
They're just saying, hey, yeah, okay, come on in, Trump. You won.
Or unless they're being quiet now so they can bring it all down in flames and have someone to blame it on.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to do it under Trump's presidency.
Well, of course, they're not going to do it right. Wouldn't do it right now, because then it would be obvious to everyone that Joe Biden's shit didn't work. If it stayed afloat and they just paraded around the same fucking routine, everything's going great. And then say the end of the year or fucking beginning of 2026 or something, or they just bring it fucking crashing down.
Dude, yeah. So let's end the show with this. What do you think happens? Because here, let me set this up. We've been seeing a lot more drones. They had drones over the White House recently. There was Elon Musk back in November displaying drones, literally. It looked like a Roman fleet of army. Like when you see those movies of like Roman, the fleets of Roman, whatever the fuck they're called, phalanx. You had like millions of drones in the sky, dude, in layers, synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
You could just make them attack in any direction you want. Somebody commented saying drones are the new warfare. Like they're the new weapons of warfare. And Elon said, exactly. So that makes me think, Elon knows something is coming with these drones. Why the hell we're letting these just random stray drones fly around? With the FAA regulation, the green and the red lights, mind you. So at least they're being respectful of the FAA rules, you know? But, like, no one can explain what they are, who sent them here, right? And so everybody's saying, well, why don't you do something about it? So I think that they're setting something up for, like, a drone attack. And maybe they'll blame it on aliens. Who the fuck knows? I don't think that they're going to pull that card yet. But I do think that, yeah, Japan's going to attack Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Or China is going to attack Taiwan. And then you're going to have maybe Russia doing some stuff,
but right, all with bricks. All with drones?
I don't know. I think they're going to blame Russia. They're going to blame North Korea with some sort of missile attack. You're going to have everything just go to chaos, dude. Instagram and Facebook just went down today. They had another surge, power outage, or whatever the fuck it's called. So I do think, like, we're going to have a worldwide web down where the cables will get cut and it's going to be blamed on another country as, like, retribution because, hey, who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline? Right. We tried to say it was Russia, but it was clearly a faction of the CIA. It was like a faction of our own intelligence / military industrial complex that went down there and did that. Like, that's beyond proven to me. Mm-hmm. And to a lot of people. So they're saying, okay, well, America blew up our frickin' pipeline. So, okay. Well, let's wait until Trump gets back in. Then we'll cut their fucking internet off.
But why would they wait until Trump gets back in?
I don't know. Screw him over? I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, I don't really know. Like, it might not be Russia. It's probably the same bad actors who blew up that pipe bomb or the pipe stream.
Yeah.
Pipe bomb. And, they're going to blame it on Russia. And Russia's going to be like, well, I had nothing to do with this.
We have done no such thing.
I don't cut cables. I make cables grow. I have big, strong cables. I ride bear and drink vodka. Right? Yeah, so I don't know, dude. I feel like shit is going to hit the fan. And I you know, hopefully everybody's prepared for it. That's what I gotta say. I don't know if it's gonna be a temporary thing, like 6 months.
I don't think it'll be. I don't think it'll be that long. I don't know if the whole internet will go down. I think there will be something happen. I think the economy will crash. I think it'll crash under Trump, and they're gonna try to blame it on Trump. But I think the economy crashing is going to be the thing that is needed for Trump and his administration to get us away from the central banking system.
Dude, yes, I agree. But that's a nice way to sell it with a digital currency. And that's what I hope he doesn't. I hope the gold standards, this whole, like, golden age that everybody's talking about. Like, they're saying, oh, yeah, he's going to bring back the gold standard. I really hope that that's what he's talking about and not what I think he's talking about.
I think the gold standard will come back, but I think it'll be a mixture of I think there is going to be digital currency, but it's not going to be like a Fed coin or something like that. I think it's going to be like a crypto, but it's going to be accepted by the government. I think it's going to be that. I think money's going to be gold-backed again. Like, I think it's going to be a multifaceted thing, but it's not going to be... it's going to be our currency and not the currency of someone else.
The Amero.
The Amero.
Well, so that's the conspiracy, dude. That's why he wants to gobble up Canada and Greenland. That's step one. Mm-hmm. Next step is Mexico and South America. You unite the Americas. And you create the Amero. That's been something like that conspiracy theorists have been talking about forever. Aaron Russo, the producer who had that two-hour-long interview with Alex Jones way back in the day. And then, like, shortly after that interview, he died of cancer. But he was talking about how he
eat a lot of Red 3.
Right? No, it's up the food diet in his diet. But he was talking about how he befriended a Rockefeller. And after, you know, several months of hanging out with this guy, the guy was like, hey, you know, why don't you do this and this and this? And the guy was like, but that would be, why would I want to do that? And he's like, why are you worried about these people? Like, the Rockefeller was telling Aaron Russo, yeah, essentially the plan is we're going to create a one world, like, you know, how they did the euro.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a one America currency called the Amero. And the way that it's going to work is everybody's going to get an RFID chip put in them. And I'm like, okay, the chip part is a little off, but the Amero stuff is getting real close. Because Trump is pushing for this, dude. And everybody's getting on board, like the MAGA stuff, the people who are really pro-MAGA.
I haven't.
They're saying, yeah, it's good, it's good.
Heard him pushing the Amero stuff.
No, not the Amero stuff, but I'm just saying he's pushing Canada. He's pushing Greenland. Yeah. And I'm just saying that is the first step into establishing this one nation, you know, where you get all of the Americas together. You know, yeah. I'm just saying, like, it would make sense because now you have the BRICS nations, right? They're all like kind of aligning themselves together.
Yeah.
They're going to pull something and say, I could see them plucking people away one by one saying, hey, join our currency. The American dollar is dead.
I don't think the American dollar will go away.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't think it'll be, because right now we don't even have the American dollar, quote unquote. It is a note.
Right. But it's still the world standard note.
Yeah, but it's not, but it's owned by the Federal Reserve.
Correct. But I'm just saying, like, the value is still there. And what makes it less valuable is if other people go, well, I think the BRICS monetary system is a little bit better than yours. So I think you need to pay me twice as much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, the BRICS is going to be worth $20 compared to one U.S. dollar. Uh-oh. Now we got a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
I guess it would be the other way around, right? $20 U.S. for one, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yep.
But
yeah, the whole chip thing. Yeah, Richard's like, no chip in my hand or my forehead. Yep.
But I do think Inauguration Day and after, I think it's going to get pretty spicy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Rally. Whether something happens on Inauguration Day or not, I think after Inauguration Day, there's going to be a lot of different things happening pretty quickly, I feel like.
Yep. Yeah. So I think it's already started, dude. I mean, look at this. Like, we've had fires. We've had cyber trucks blowing up. We've had all this crazy shit happening. So it's going to get even crazier. So hold on to your butts, people.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. If you're not on Patreon, jump on there. Call in the show this Friday.
Hell yeah. Thanks. Do it, everybody.
Later.